listings of the tape contents from the hundreds of tapes that I could have at my access was this tape that said philosophy songs. And then the flip side had a bunch of sort of gibberish on the back, on the label of it. So I popped it into the tape player. And I heard on one side, I heard these live performances of Lou Reed that were clearly edited together. And the other side had these songs that at that time I didn't immediately recognize it as Lou Reed's voice. It was a singer in clearly recording himself in his own apartment in New York. You could hear traffic noise between songs, and then a guitar accompaniment. So very sort of intimate, close-mic'd sound. The import of the discovery didn't hit me until Greg Pierce is a curator of the video archive. I think you've just discovered a lost Lou Reed album. And I hadn't been thinking in those terms. Like, I just thought, what's on this tape? So that's the discovery moment. And then I did the research to verify that it was in fact Lou Reed. I think most people would think that the greatest discovery was the newly composed songs, and that was definitely exciting. But just for me, the other side of the tape, the one that had the collection of curated songs from his performances, was equally interesting to me, because for the emergence of the mixtape culture, that is, the ways in which a few years later, let's say starting in 79, 80, with the rise of a circulation of cassette tapes through Walkmans and boomboxes, a new way of using tape as a specially personalized, curated sort of letter that you might give to someone you're trying to court or someone you might be breaking up with. These curated mixtapes became a really interesting way of communicating quite deep sort of emotional issues and feelings among people. So that fascinated me, because it was an example of Lou Reed curating himself, putting together a kind of ideal set list for Andy Warhol. I see the message of this tape as being both courtship and breakup, in a sense. The one side is saying, look at me and what I've been able to do this year, and now look at you.